Anders Nelsons is music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra and Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. The Grammy Award-winning Nelsons is one of the most renowned conductors on the international scene today, or in the world. And we get to see him work in our own backyard here at Tanglewood. Maestro, welcome back to the roundtable.
Oh, thank you. It's great to hear you, and great to be back.
As I always say, it's great to be back in summer camp, because that's how I feel when we get up to Tanglewood. So Anders, how have you spent this time during the great pandemic?
Yes, I mean, I think we all probably agree that remembering, you know, how it all started, we would never think and have thought that it would be as it's gone, you know, such a long time and such a dramatic. I mean, firstly, of course, I, as we all, so sorry for everyone who, you know, who lost the loved ones or who lost their lives in these terrible times. And of course, also, it's shown us so much of how much the human solidarity and the human aspect is important in anything we do in life and any profession is because this situation has shown us that. Who is a real friend, and also has shown us where the priorities, interestingly, in each country, where how the priorities have been put, which of course is a first to make people healthy and to protect, of course, but unfortunately it hasn't been always the case, and I think we hopefully have learned from this situation a lot in order to actually be prepared if something like that comes again, because we cannot predict that. It's also, I find, philosophically realizing that a point that, you know, sometimes in the human, you know, humanity, we think, well, you know, we actually can rule everything. We know we can predict everything. We can invent everything and we can plan things, you know, 10 years ahead. And it's, but actually this has shown how fragile are things, you know. And there is something which is, you know, there's a higher universe, which is, you know, ruling. And, but also in terms of myself, I mean, I personally have enjoyed so much spending time with family, with my loved ones. It's also, you know, it was so much sleeping, so much thinking, and doing things which normally. Maybe I wouldn't do. I started to come back to martial arts, which was I enjoyed doing when I was as a student and as a boy. But then I continued that now in after break of 22 years, and of course playing trumpet and studying scores and listening to watching movies, listening to different types of music, and enjoying time with the family. And in the meantime, trying to deal with this strange feeling where you helpless feeling in a way you can't change anything, and that was, I think, for everyone difficult, but and it still is, but I really think that we are coming out from this situation with experience which will help us live forward.
Well, now with your martial arts training, I wouldn't want to be somebody in the orchestra who gave you a hard time.
No, well, you know, it's well, you know, I do it for fun, and I think, and at the end, you know, the philosophy. I'm very, very attracted, of course, to. I mean, it's from one side, it's a physical body which is, of course, it's trained and your skills and so. But it's also, you know, the philosophy and the last thing you as a martial arts specialist do is to use it against somebody. It's for self control, for self discipline, for protection or protecting somebody else if you absolutely need to. But it's not, you know, that's rather
a balance.
You know?
Not to be used lightly, right. So you and I share something, of course. You're probably one of the best trumpet players in the world, and I'm probably one of the worst.
Oh, God, no. So, no, I you have, so, I love the trumpet, but I'm playing it terribly. But I used to play as a child, as a student, as a young professional, you know, but... Yeah, but it's nice to come back to that and to remember this and to enjoy when other plays, other people play greatly.
Now, you're back to Tanglewood this year. I love Tanglewood. I really do. I mean, it's so close to home. It's so important. Is it sort of a homecoming for you and the orchestra, too?
I think absolutely. I mean, last time I saw the orchestra was in May, basically not in May, in April. So we had 1 month in January and 1 month in April where we did a streaming every week, streaming videos. And since then, now it's now where actually tomorrow first rehearsal where I see the Boston Symphony Orchestra and we rehearse fully together. I missed them so much, and I think tomorrow's rehearsal and it will be very emotional, and not only rehearsal. I think it's a whole, you know, seeing and experiencing the audience being a part, which is absolutely crucial for a musician or artist. We can only perform if we can share it with the audience, and I think this we so much expected and so much. Can't wait to see the audience. To play with each other, but to see the audience. And for me, it's like coming home, coming to the a special place. You know, because I find myself, and I think also orchestra musicians and as well as audience, they are looking forward to Tanglewood. It's like a camp. You know, it's like a camp from you.
Yeah.
It reminds childhood. It reminds. The great years of student life. It reminds of beautiful. It's a beautiful nature. It's a. You can do picnic. You can. It's somehow so human. It. I think because you like today. You know I have a golf cart or I walk. On the grounds of Tanglewood, and you meet people. You meet different. You meet musicians, and you hug and you talk. About and then I just meet somebody who just talk to the member of audience, it somehow puts us somehow when you are here, everyone so close together, and there is unnecessary feeling of somebody being more important than the other one and so on. There is not this element. Everyone, Yo-Yo Ma is here eating in the canteen, or any musician, any student, and you talk and it brings back you to absolutely the roots of what is to make music and actually what is to be a human being. And I think even though sometimes the schedule can be very busy, but it always feels that. It's a great joy. We are all, going through this schedule and enjoying this time. I think it is very, very unique. And I think this is the only place in the world where something like this really happens. There are many wonderful places, but the scale, what happens in Tanglewood is huge, of course. Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. I've always wanted to ask you this. Let's say the French horn player in the orchestra, and you're regarded as the best conductor in the world. Let me ask you this. The French horn player hits a clinker and does it wrong, and you're a martial arts expert. What do you do to the French horn player?
You mean if the French horn misses a note?
Yes, that's what. Because I've always heard that the French horn is the hardest instrument in the orchestra to play. Maybe the violin, but the French horn is right up there. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think, I mean, roughly speaking, of course, I think every instrument has huge difficulties and so on. But I think French horn is it's one of the most difficult. It's difficult to say if it's the most difficult, but it is very sensitive because it's the mouthpiece is small and
tiny,
and the natural scale is very, it's just one note there and one note there. It's very close, yeah. So the focus of the breathing and the focus of it's very important. I mean, the trumpet in the same certain way as well. But I mean, I think as a conductor, I think with your face and with your energy and your being, I think when I conduct, I try to encourage. You know, I know, and we know there are all all pieces or are different challenges for different instruments. You know, very challenging places or difficult, which can make musicians nervous before. Before playing it, but I think I can only encourage. I mean, with my trying the positivity and to give a friendly look and to give a friendly upbeat and that's the thing I can only do and I think we all are human, and if the occasion happens that some notes are missed, that's, I think for me is better to that the people or musicians in orchestra feel relaxed to perform and to express their own inner musical feeling, and then they feel that we are equally needed to be engaged with the passion, and not only technically but also musically and also with the energy, and I think that's the most important thing, and I think if that comes through, it also comes to the audience, and then as I said, we are all human beings, it can happen, the note goes because it's, some moments are very difficult. And then one note goes bad, but yeah. I think it's better to have some of these notes sometime. It very rarely happens with the orchestra like Boston Symphony, of course.
The Boston Symphony.
Yeah, but if it happens, the most important is that the emotionality, the musical quality, but also emotionality and excitement about music is there, and that's the priority. Rather to try to be extremely precise and concentrate on the precision and on the notes. It's of course important, absolutely, but it's not enough. I think we need to give the emotionality and the content of music, and that's the priority. I think, at least for me, and I'm sure for we've been, enjoying each other. It's already the eighth season is going to start. I can't believe, and it's
wow,
and it's still an amazing feeling to perform things together.
You have a new managing director, Gail Samuel. Are you getting along with her? Yes, have you've had time to sort of get acquainted with each other?
We have of course we zoomed in at times. But of course, I'm now in Tanglewood. I met her and her wonderful family, and I think she's an absolutely wonderful person, and I think a great professional as well. And I think we all support her, and as Boston Symphony always, I think, has been a great teamwork. I mean, before. With the Mark Volpe's leadership, which was absolutely amazing. Now I think we are entering another amazing CEO, and I think she's very, very. It's very exciting, I think. I mean, we're so happy having her, and so I may have met her, and of course you can imagine how busy she is starting in such a position. With so many meetings, and she needs to meet so many people and to greet and to until you get to know. So it's, you know, it's very exciting, because I think it's also somehow I think wonderful that she's starting this big job here, starting with the Tanglewood. Actually, that's, I think it is a good help and good inspiration to have this nature around and all this positivity around.
Well, Andres Nelson is music director of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. I think the best orchestra in the world, and the Leipzig Gewandhaus Orchestra. Andres Nelson, we can't wait to hear the magic of the summer and what you're going to do and how you're going to surprise us and how we are all in your debt for being our conductor. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet, so kind. I'm looking forward to share our passion with the audience. Yeah, absolutely.
To learn more, visit tanglewood.org.